Blog Talk Radio.
Ho! Come on now, brothers and sisters. I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the only real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. We have an awesome title plan for today. It's a follow-up from Tuesday's show, How We Prepare Our Boys for Healthy Relationship that has nothing to do with sex. It's all about preparing them mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and physically. That's what it's all about. We want you to be a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell and calling it out. your cell or telephone number, and I'll call it out, ask you to give your location, and if you're comfortable giving your name, it's all right with me. Give your name, then offer your comments. Now, the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. We're the voice of the Smith Way Internet Talk Radio station. So we're so glad to have an opportunity to come before you and share some things with you. If you want to email the show, you can go to WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, at gmail.com. Tweet the show at WBSW _internet_talk_radio at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And also, you can go to Instagram, because we're on Instagram. You can go at Lorenzo D. Smith 15, at Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15, at the Smith Way Production. Now, on Facebook, if you check us out, we have two vehicles that's lining up to make sure you be a part of this show. It's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. We're also being broadcast on Twitter as well, and we're moving toward Clubhouse and several other social media. We just want to make sure. Now, if you want to come back and check this episode out, we're going to have it posted, so you can go to Facebook, you can go to Instagram, you can go to Twitter, you can go to LinkedIn, you can go to all of the networks, that social media network. We're going to make sure we post it. So we also have a YouTube television that we're going to start broadcasting from the YouTube as well. So we want you to become a subscriber so we can increase our numbers and expand like we need to expand. As I said earlier, we're broadcasting 18 countries. That's including the United States, Canada, as well as Mexico. So we just want you to be a part of this. So take this opportunity to do this in regards to sharing your thoughts about relationship. How do we prepare boys for a healthy relationship that don't have anything to do with sex? And we have to keep that in mind. And first thing we want to kind of talk about, just taking that topic so we can understand, it has nothing to do with preparing our young men to be get ready for that part of life. We want to prepare our boys to the point where they can navigate the trickery. I said the other day, the world is tricky. And the things that goes on in the world sometimes can create problems not for adults, but definitely for our children. But we're focused on boys, because as a human, you encounter so many things. You have to balance against so many negative things and what you need and what you want. You have to be balanced enough to take care of responsibility. You have to balance yourself. When you mess up, can you correct yourself? You want to balance the raging emotions that you may have. Then you also want to be able to balance so we won't get caught up in things that might overwhelm us. That's what we have to do as adults. Our boys have to do the same thing. So we have to really, really take time to work on some things that are going to help them. One of the most important things is that we got to be able to model. And one, the best model for boys to see is having a father at home. If he's not at home, but coming around playing a major part in that young man's life, he can model what's good and bad. That's hands-on when you have him at the house and you're in your home. But if you're not, you still can model. You should be where the boy can go to his father wherever he may be, or communicate with him, and the father is still modeling things so they can be very successful. And that's the key to it. Modeling is the key to this. You don't have to be the role model. You don't have to be the actor. You don't have to be that individual that professional player be considered your role model. Every individual that walks in the shoes as an adult, especially a male adult, they are a model. And they can either be a positive model or a negative model. See, they still modeling. So, or what we said, role models. We have to keep that in mind. So what I want you to do is make sure, as we contend to prepare our young men, our boys to be young men, to eventually be men, we understand there's a foundation to this, and we have to work on this. First of all, an absent father is not the best thing. If he's not able to be in the home, at least be a part of that young man's life. Be there because it offset behavior issues. It offset things in regards to discipline. It offset the lack of performing academically. It offset being in an environment where they can maneuver through things because it's real. Again, it's tricky. Just being a human is tricky. How you think as a young man? So I am on this flight to make sure everybody understand that I have nothing against what's going on with any other gender, but I want boys to rock because they are the key. When they become men, and a lot of you may be on here or you may be checking this out, and you know that you encounter a relationship when you wish that man was more than a boy. He may have had the tools, but he don't have the know-how. He's immature emotionally. He's immature to the point mentally. He's immature in some cases physically. He's immature to the point to be spiritually strong and lead. He's immature to the point that he can't handle his finances. These are some of the things that start with the foundation. And we're calling on the village to raise our boys. We're not just calling on one particular gender to do it. And we particularly said that we have two types of men in our culture. And we have to understand that we have a king. And every woman says, I'm looking for a king. Looking for a boy. I'm looking for a king. But we also have fools. And might not like to hear that. But your performance and lack of may lead you to fall in that category that is not positive for our boys to see. So being a model for our boys is doing what's right, making an impact to the point they see positive things. A model is not someone violating the law, out illegally doing things, or morally doing things and think is right. That's not modeling. It's modeling, but it's negative. That's what we're trying to take our boys from out seeing. We want our boys to understand there are some positive things out there. Because if we don't, they're going to become the one delinquent. They're going to be risk-taking or risk-takers. Or they're going to be the ones that deal with their behavior problems. We have to set the groundwork right now and don't be afraid. I'm not just calling on you. Notice I didn't just call out the fathers. I didn't just call out the males. I'm talking to females, too, because in a lot of our homes, females are raising boys, and you have to make sure you're firm about preparing them so when they eventually get out into the world and become a man, they can be a positive man or have a positive relationship with a woman or whoever they choose to be. It's all about being positive, and you have to do some things. And it takes us because we know about 70% of our homes are led by one parent. And that one parent a lot of time is female. And you have boys. You have to raise those boys. You have to train them. Don't say, I'm going to raise them till they get 14, then I'm going to turn them over to their father. No, no, no. You have to continue to raise them because it's really tricky when they get to be 14. That's what's something we're fighting. You notice I said in the title about, you know, raising them to have healthy relationships don't have anything to do with sex. But when they get 14 and they start feeling that, then, you know, they have to have someone to kind of be able to help them navigate through this because just being a part of it, making that a part of you think that's a man, making you a man, is the wrong model that we have. And we have to work on that. There's a couple of things that we want to make sure we focus on. We must focus on with our boys. We have to focus on social and emotional learning, SEL. Social, emotional learning. And you have to understand, that is a serious part of our development and our foundation for our boys. It's for everybody, but particularly we're talking about boys becoming men, socially being able to get along with everybody, you know, without using your brute strength sometimes. Socially begin to communicate to the point where you are listening. These are the things we have to work on with our boys so they won't be distracted, so they won't lose the interest, because this is something that needs conversation in our homes. We need to make sure we understand SEL is all about understanding a wide range of things. And through understanding a wide range of things socially and emotionally, it allows us to foster positive attitude in our children as a whole, but particularly in our boys. We have to focus on that. So let's focus on the social and the emotional. One of the things we always say, and it's in our culture, is that women are so emotional. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. What am I talking about? Social and emotional learning. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, women are a step ahead of us. As a man, they understand they can get along very well socially. They can come in, and they can get around emotionally. We can get around socially fairly well, but emotionally, we are so immature. So this is something we must develop in our boys, to understand that you need to work toward positive social behavior, positive emotional behavior, because it is important. It's nothing wrong to cry. It's nothing wrong to showing your feelings. It is nothing wrong with you being to the point that things hurt you and you can wear it up on your shoulders. Excuse me. It's nothing wrong with that. And we have to allow our boys to experience that. It ain't nothing about how they gonna move. See, we're not talking about sex. We're not talking about the sexuality. We're talking about developing these boys to operate in our society. They can learn things, how to deal with it socially, learn how to deal with things emotionally. There's other ways. You know, there's many other ways when we talk about how the aspects of life, when we talk about in a relationship, we talk about how you can adjust to things socially. How, if something emotionally come out, can you handle it? Mentally, are you able to do this? If physically, yeah, you have the tools to be able to adjust and do things. You have to make sure. We talk about the characteristics of a healthy relationship, and those characteristics falls into play. Just remember now, falls into play with our social, emotional. Just think about it. I'm going to say a couple of them in there, and I'm going to see how you feel about this. You can be a part of this. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. I just ask you to give your location, because we like to chart that. Because we, like I said, we're heard all over the world, so we want to hear where you're calling from. So please take an opportunity to give us a shout-out and chat with me. Right now, I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and so excited to have an opportunity to be before you. When I talk about the characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship that all of us have a need to work on, is understanding something simple, self-love. We have to train our boys to understand that they can love themselves. Love themselves to the max, to the point where that love can trickle over to somebody they want to share it with to have a healthy relationship. Trust. Trustworthy is important. We got to teach our young men and our boys to trust one another and also trust the individuals that in their life in the form of adults. I was a coach for over 35 years. I started coaching even when I come out of high school, Even though I was in college, I was playing athletics on a college level, but I was still doing a little coaching because the field that I decided eventually to go into involved me doing some volunteer coaching. And one of the things that was a big challenge with coaching our African-American boys is that we have to do so much to gain their trust because they have lost the belief and the trust in us because of some of the things they have seen in their homes, in their communities. You have to sit down and talk with them, mentor them, but model what trust is all about. Don't tell me to trust me when I'm out there doing something that's distasteful and distrustful. Don't ask me. The next thing is honesty. We have to teach our young men to be honest. Now, you notice you're talking about socially, and then when you're talking about self-love, you're talking about within a emotional part of you. Okay? The next thing is communication. A healthy relationship requires us to communicate. That means that teaching our boys to listen, that's important. Social emotional learning. It has to be done at an age. I see one of my frat brothers on here now, and I know he works in the elementary school, and he can relate to exactly what I'm talking about making sure our boys be able to understand communication. It is not always you talking. A lot of time is you listening. And once you hear, you can make a decision that is good and best for you. I always told our students when I was a principal, I said, I want you to come in here, and no matter what happened, I want you to sit down, I'm going to give you a due process and let you tell me your side of the story or tell me what happened. And their way and the lack of communication is that I always used to tell them, I don't care if you had a knockout, drag out. This is just the way I was because in my office, when you come in my office, you're going to sit down in my office. I ain't going to be with one person speaking in there at a time. So when I bring them in my office, then had a knockout, drag, I tell them, you know, give them a chance to cool off first now. Give them a chance to close. And I bring them to the office. I let them sit down, and I tell them from the start, these are the rules in my office, in my building. And that rule is, some people say they don't operate like, yes, they do. They still. Children are asking you to discipline them. Children are asking you to be firm with them and be fair. That's what children are asking you to do. I always tell them again. I tell them, you know, no matter what happened, I want you to tell. I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell your story. I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell your story. And I always say this. I said, who's going to be first? You see, that's a decision process they have to have. You don't come in there screaming and hollering and all that. You sit down and you show that you can operate socially, emotionally yourself. That's a model. And you give him a chance to speak. And you tell him, if he's going to speak first, you're going to finish. Let him finish before you talk. And you can see they want to say something. But you have to make sure you set the ground rules. We have to do this with our boys. We have to set the ground rules and follow. In communication, that's a skill that includes verbal and nonverbal. It requires where you are articulating. It all requires you to listen. Some of our young people listen and learn audio. And you got to understand that. All of our children don't have the same strength talking about communication. And we have to make sure we keep that in mind. So normally when I don't have any major problems. I get that, you know, once we finish with that, you know, I get them to understand. I give you a chance to write now. And some I don't want to write. I say, well, okay, fine. Write on the paper. I don't want to write. But it's fine. giving due process, but they're getting a chance to communicate, again, verbally or nonverbally. But you have to set rules, and we have to do this and hold on to it. It's just like I tell everybody when you're dealing with a, you know, finance. Make a budget and stick to it. That's what you have to do. When you set the ground, work for it, we have to stick with it. We can't be jumping in and out. We can't operate what we in the gray all the time. We have to have black and white and operate. That's giving people an opportunity. But in the process, you model that, because I'm not going to be screaming and hollering at you. I'm not going to interrupt you. So that's a model for them, social emotional skills. I just talked about those four or five falling social and emotional. And another thing boys have to understand about commitment. Don't just say, I want you to be committed, because they will be committed to whatever they like to do. But you have to find out what they like to do. The only way you can do it a lot of time is communicate with them. Let them be a part. Even as they're growing up, let them be a part. And that's what it's all about. Now, I'm going to share seven skills with you, and hopefully some of these skills can help you with your son. So he can have a healthy relationship. Now, the topic is, how do we prepare boys for a healthy relationship? And you may ask, why? And, you know, I didn't do that in the beginning. Why? Why do we need to? First of all, those boys will become men, or those boys will become adults. And if they didn't get the foundation as a child, they're going to be out there navigating through a trickery part of being a human. Just remember that. So you have to prepare them and give them some skills to work with. You know, what you want to make sure you do is have them understand, if we're going to put our effort to a positive relationship, we have to take time. We have to take time. That means it requires work. You have to be a little slow at what you're doing dealing with individuals, and have boys to understand it, because they are friendly toward each other. You just watch, you get a bunch of boys around just walking and talking. They're friendly. Do you have some push, bully? You have, that's part of being a boy sometimes. But you also, they're pretty much friendly. They'll talk with each other once they identify. So these kind of skills you have to identify, but it's based on what you're modeling, what they're seeing. Your school is a safe place. And you got to understand that. You play a major part in helping our boys to be. But doing this and modeling what you need to model, allow them to grow from that, because they may not get it at home. But you have to also take time to share these same social emotional skills, or the learning skills that you encounter, with the parent. It has to start young. When we're talking about, we want to bring our boys and mentor our boys, bring the dads with them too, or their moms. What's wrong with that? If we want to bring our girls in, we want to have all this, get this money, there's a lot of money out for our girls program, and bring the mamas in too. And if the dads will mind coming. We have to do this as a village. We got to raise them so they can have healthy relationships. It's not all about sex when they become men. That's what we're trying to do, prepare them. The next thing is, be sure that the relationship involves give and take. We got to teach our boys that a relationship requires you to give, as well as sometimes you have to take some things. And I don't mean literally just taking things, but you have to accept things how they are. But you got to be able to give and take. Teach our boys, don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about the relationship. This is the same thing, go to men. Don't spend a whole lot of time worrying how a relationship going to go, how it's going to be. When you set the groundwork from the beginning, that's what we're trying to do with our boys. So when they get to be men, they'll be able to communicate with the person to have a healthy relationship. Now, a healthy relationship don't always mean that you're in an intimate relationship, or more or less dating somebody or marriage. A healthy relationship requires you to be able to work to people on your job, and you got to get along with them. You have to get along with them on your job. That's a healthy relationship too. A friendship is a healthy relationship. You have to know how to do that. So we want to prepare our boys so they can function not only just in a relationship, what you call intimacy, maybe involved, a romantic relationship. We want to prepare them so they'll be able to function in life, in any kind of relationship, so we can make sure they, if they come to be in a intimate, romantic, or life partner relationship with someone, they'll be able to function and not be dysfunctional. The next thing is realize that relationship constantly change. We have to teach our boys because these are things they encounter. You know, one, two or three days they're friends with somebody, and the next day, you know, they're not friends. You know, it's friendship. That's a relationship. We want their friendship to be healthy. All this is done young. If you begin to kind of allow them, when I say young, when they're children, up until adolescence, that way when they get up to the point to be a young man or an adult, they'll be able to maneuver this thing. It is tough. It's not easy. Next day, we're going to also look at our past relationships that were positive. See, the mentor is going to share the positive things that have happened in their life. And they said, we're going to build from that. We're going to assess our life based on the positive things as well as the negative things. Well, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on negative things. I tell everybody, when you come to me and you share a problem with me, I'm thinking about what's the solution. How are we going to get to the solution, not the problem? That has already happened. We have to teach our boys, we don't want to get stuck on this too long. We want to teach them that look at the positive side. If you were getting along with him for the last 2 or 3 months, all of a sudden somebody said he said something, find out where the problem is. Now, the solution is that you can't listen to what everybody said. I know their maturity is important, but you got to understand that's their emotions too. And we have to make sure we identify that because they have to learn socially, emotionally. They have to. And we have to stress that with our boys because I want boys to rock. I'm just telling you. I'm not taking away from any other what we're trying to do. I want boys to rock because those boys become men. And we want them to be productive citizens in our country, in our community, in our neighborhood. You know, we're going to take this thing block by block. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location, then your comment, your expertise, just a question if you have. The next thing is teach our individuals, our boys, to write down why certain people make good friends. Why was Billy your good friend? You said, that's my good friend. Write it down. Why? Also, ask them to write down things people do are not acceptable. If they did something to you, then you need to be able to write it down and say, that's not acceptable. We have to address all these things. As we maneuver through the trickery of being a human, our boys can develop by looking at things through the eyes of, you know, being creative. See, a healthy relationship has to be creative. It's just not something that's automatically happened. One of the most important things in helping our children have healthy relationship with each other is that what behavior do we have toward children? Modeling, when you're modeling, what kind of behavior you have? How do you address children? Do you scream and shout at children? See, our children pick that up. So they have a tendency to scream and holler at their peers. Just because you're in charge don't give you the right to disrespect, humiliate, especially our boys. And our boys take this. There's one thing I want to share with you all before we get off, because we're going to come back with part three. We're going to have a part three because there's so much to cover here. We can't get it all in the 40, 45 minutes. I want you to keep in mind, these boys are going to remember the disrespect they received from you, and they're going to always attach it to the male. And if it's an African-American male, they're going to attach it to every African-American male. I keep telling you, as a coach, I had my biggest challenge when I was dealing with my own culture of young men trying to coach. I had to do everything to prove to them. Our staff had to do everything to prove to them that we worthy enough to be coaching them. And they could be 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. It's the treatment they received when they was a child in between the ages of, you're going to say, birth up until about 6 or 7 years old. It's so important we set a good foundation. You know we're around, and then when you get them, you say, well, I want to, you know, the court make me get them on them. And I hate to say it, court makes me get them on the weekend, because you can get your child anytime you want your child. Fathers, you can get them during the week. They need you during the week. They're like, they need you on that twice a month, weekend. But when you get them, you want some parents trying to make up for the time they miss. Some fathers try to make up for the time they miss, and they're doing everything that you can say, oh, I'm going to take him here, I'm going to take him there. But you don't sit down and even communicate with him, because he has a lot of questions. He's been able to navigate that he's there with mom really 7 days a week, but you come pick him up on the weekend. He has questions that he's encountering socially, emotionally. He should be able to go to his father, and the father should not be there just a weekend. He should be there every day in the form of some communication. And you should be able to get your son during the week. Mom shouldn't be stuck, and not stuck, William said stuck, because some parents on the mom's going to get at me, but sometimes they feel stuck because they're with them. They're 24 hours a day. And you come get them from 6 o'clock on Friday and bring them back sometime 6 o'clock on Sunday. But you don't come and get them on Tuesday. Nobody should set a plan of action for our children. This hurts our boys really more than it hurts our girls. Girls are so far ahead of us socially and emotionally. They can live through it. They can make it. But our boys need that help. They socially pretty much up to par, but emotionally they are not quite there. They're immature. Grown men are immature emotionally. And we have to make sure we take time to help them maneuver through life. If they get excellent training, if they get that support at an early age, I guarantee you they can be successful from being a boy to a man. When they become a man, they'll understand the foundation. We always say train a child how we like for them to go. And if they stray away from the past, they'll always come back where the training was. So men, women, moms, dad, ever models in old boys' life, you have to be ready to set a foundation. And it's not all about the government telling you when you can see your son. Absent fathers, let's no longer be absent. Call and say, can I get in tonight so I can work with him, so I can work with him with his homework. I found this out many years ago with my daughter, who was my son. It means a lot for their dad, their father to work with them on their homework. It means the world to them. It means, and that's not just on the weekend when you're scheduled to get them. We have to build a better communication. First of all, when we met this person, she was the apple of our eye, and we end up, we turn our healthy relationship all about sex. And once we conceded, now we're angry at each other for some reason. And who is being punished? Our children, but more so our boys. We want to make sure that we focus on that. We're going to come back again on Tuesday, and we're going to talk some more about helping prepare our boys to have an awesome relationship as men. How to prepare our boys for a healthy relationship, not only just as a boy, but as a man. I appreciate each and every one of you all joining me. I want to give a shout out to those individuals joining. Thank you so much. We have St. Louis underscore 419. I'm going to give her a wave. He knows I got to step forward because I have my camera so far. Also, we have CM Moral 2020. Thank you. We also have, I can get up, Latte Pickett, also joining us on Instagram. We also have Latte Pickett of Inspire to Inspire joining us on our Facebook as well. You can go to her page, Latte Pickett, and her ministry is Inspire to Inspire. Did some awesome things during the holidays, during the Christmas for her family. She adopted a family, provided a Christmas gift, put a smile on their face. And that family now still communicate with her, telling what's going on with them. Because if you take time and give a gift, whether in kind time or financially, means a whole lot to people. That's what we're talking about, our boys. We want to give her a shout out for that. She teamed with Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, and they provided meals, a Christmas meal for that family. So she's doing some other things. I understand if you go to her Facebook page, she's sowing a seed, and you can get the direction on that. Also, Timothy Kenny, minister, we're going to say, and a member, and my frat brother, out of the state of Georgia. And thank you so much, my brother, Tim, for being a part of this. And he's an educator. He's a lifelong learner. He knows it takes a lot. And he works with our boys at that age of third grade, fourth grade, in the elementary area. We got to do better. We got to model better. Number one is model better. Model is not in and out of folks' houses. Model is not riding around here in the best car. Model is not doing any illegal stuff. Model is taking time to do positive stuff. Also, we'll give a shout out for sure. Normally, she'll come in and join us and co-host on this show, Denise Stephanie, ministry Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. And she has Behind the Mask Ministry. She's doing some awesome things out there in the city of Berkeley, along with Tina Robinson, who's over there in Oakland, California, doing some awesome things. Denise, thank you so much for joining. It's been awesome, and we're going to close it out now. And hashtag be responsible. Hashtag make sure that one life matter. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate but understand. Work on the social and emotional skills. And last but not least, as we get ready to close it down, we're going to have a show on Sunday, Tell the Truth, at that 3 o'clock hour. We're going to focus on some positive things with our host, Christine Walters. We look forward to you joining us on Sunday. Also, we're not going to have the Love Cafe tonight. We're coming back next Thursday and have it. So let's have an awesome rest of the evening and a weekend. I love you. And a shout out for my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We are having our 107 virtual Southern Regional Conference starts tonight. Goes through Saturday, late Saturday, Sunday morning. We look forward to making some difference in the Southern region, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, and the Bahamas. We're going to make it happen. As I tell you, love on somebody, hug on them, tell them you love them. Do it virtual or Facebook. And I'm going to just say it like this. I love you. And a thing you can do about it. We'll see you and talk with you on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most?